It shows that there is a crisis within the ZANU-PF, and also there is a crisis within the opposition. There is a crisis within ZANU-PF because if you have one landslide victory with two-thirds majority, there is no need to call people to come and endorse what you are doing. ZANU-PF is calling people to endorse its leadership because they know that the economy is not firing. They know that they have failed to deliver the 2 million jobs that they promised. They know that there is a lot of corruption, and therefore they are trying to divert the attention of the people that, despite the fact that all these things are not going well, despite the fact that we have not fulfilled your promises, you still support us. That's why they need that endorsement. In a proper country, they are supposed to call for a snap election to show that they are really popular. Yet with the opposition also, if you look, there is a crisis of leadership as well within the opposition, because for an opposition party, they cannot sit and look at the country sliding back to 2008, back to an economic crisis. This is the time when the opposition is supposed to be saying to the people of Zimbabwe, we voted for you, you voted for ZANU-PF, look at what ZANU-PF is doing.
But they are saying that the marches continue. The next port of call is Mutare, Manicaland. What's your take?
They are already preaching to the converted. They are fishing in a swimming pool because the people in town have never voted for ZANU-PF.